Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on the Blue Days with Murph. Today on the show we have brand new music from Shelby Lee Lowe, Jenny Tolman, and Aubrey Ouellette. And speaking of Shelby, our guest co-host this week needs no introduction, but I'm going to try and give him one anyway. I met Shelby Lee Lowe a couple years ago at a fan club party for some mutual friends of ours. And I played him a few times during the radio show since then. So with that being said, let's welcome our buddy Shelby Lee Lowe back to the show. Hey, Shelby, how are you, man?
Hey, Cody. Thanks for having me, man. Doing well.
Absolutely, buddy.
Glad to be on the air with you.
Awesome. I thank you again for doing this.
No problem, man.
Okay, so are you ready to find out how the countdown shook out this week? Are you ready to find out?
I don't know, man. I'm a little nervous. But yeah, I'm ready. I'm nervous.
Awesome. Like we do every week, let's recap how last week came out. At number three last week, we had Leanne Pearson with the title track to her a brand new album, Pull It Off. At number two, we had the super talented Miss Emily Hackett with kind of a album cut from her new EP called Waitress. And the number one spot last week belonged to Jeff Moskaluk with I Kill Your Love. So like I said earlier, and I may have mentioned this to you, Shelby, I kind of have a little surprise for you, buddy.
Uh-oh.
You just wait. This is going to be fine. What do you say we start this week's countdown?
Let's do it.
All right. Coming in at number three this week is literally a brand new song that I just dropped at midnight last night. And an artist in the number three slot is sort of a rarity because she's a Nashville native. And there's really not many Nashville natives around that town. There's really not many Nashville natives.
Yeah, I'm from Southern Tennessee, so I'm rare too. I mean, people from Tennessee that are in the music business are hard to come by. Everyone moves here from somewhere else.
Exactly. I mean, and I've heard a term used that they're called unicorns, which is kind of awesome. But this is the a brand new one from Jenny Tolman called My Welcome Mat at number three on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
I got friends that love the Pope and friends that love their dope. Guess we're all just trying to find a higher place. I got friends that fit the mold and friends that dance on poles. It ain't fair to judge all that. My heart is an open door. Don't care if you're rich or poor. Ain't the world just a big front porch? God gave them. They can all hang out in my house any day. I got friends that love their babies, and some too single in their 80s. Yeah, we're all a little crazy, but that's okay. My welcome mat. Don't care if you're white or black. Don't care if you got two dads. But we all look the same from 10,000 feet above. And we all need love. We all need love. We're my welcome there. Don't care if you're white or black, blue, red, or Republican. It don't give a damn.
That was Jean Tolman with her brand new single, My Welcome Mat. And I got to tell you, Shelby, you know, I try my best not to listen to any of these songs prior to playing them on the show. That is such a gorgeous song. Oh, my gosh.
I agree. World needs more songs like that, man.
Yes, we absolutely do. I agree 1,000%. Do you know Jimmy by any chance?
You know, the name rings a bell, and I'm sure we've probably crossed paths before, but I'd love to meet her and write with her, because that's some good stuff.
That's kind of in the vein of what you do, isn't it? Musically, you're sort of kind of that a throwback artist yourself, aren't you?
I try to be. You know, I grew up on old school country music, and I'm, you know, that's what I'm raised on. I've got a lot of different influences, but you know, my main thing is just, you know, country songs that feel good and tell a story, and
right.
That one's definitely feels good.
Yeah, it really does. And I told Jeannie, of course, we follow each other on social media, me and Jeannie do. I told her as soon as this song came out, I told her, I said, I am playing this one tomorrow. There is literally no possible way that I'm not playing it. So.
Glad you did.
You know, I try to do that whenever, like, a brand new song to drop, like Jeannie's or yours or whoever's, I try to put them in a rotation either that week or the week after, because I want my listeners to be up on the newest country that's coming out these days, you know?
Yeah, man. Speaking for artists like me, we appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I always say, you know, I don't have to be first to something, but I want to be right about it, if that makes any sense to you.
Oh, yeah.
I always try to do my research on things because I want people to know that when something comes out of my mouth, it's not just an opinion. It's fact based. You know what I mean? I pride myself on that.
Man. That's the way to be.
I absolutely pride myself on that. So, I want to go back a little bit to how we first met. It was maybe 2 years ago, I think it was. It was.
Sounds right.
You were opening for some mutual friends of ours at the fan club party at the listening room, and it was you and a bunch of other people that were opening for them. And the first time I heard you sing, I got to be honest, buddy. First time I heard you sing, I'm like, that kid's going somewhere. That kid's going
Man,
places, absolutely.
That.
And I always try to make it a point at whatever show I'm at, I walk up to the artist and just say, hey, I enjoyed your set. Can I get a picture possibly or whatever, you know? And I did that, and basically we've been friends ever since that point.
Sounds like what happened to me, man. That was a cool show. I was playing the fan club party for the Springs, I believe it was
mm-hmm.
the Springs, right? And those guys are awesome. And
yep.
I can't remember who all else
they
were there.
Some of my favorite people.
Good group. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, it was you, Lexi Hayden, Brian Young,
yeah.
I think maybe April, and a couple more. And it was a great show that night.
That was a good time, man. You got a good memory.
When it comes to music, trust me, I don't forget much when it comes to music.
That's good.
And I'll tell you something else, too. I'll be back in town in a couple of months for the Eric Church show at Nissan Stadium.
Man, I'm jealous. I've seen Eric Church 3 or 4 times live now. He puts on one of the best shows
mm-hmm.
I've ever seen.
I've heard, and I'm a big Church fan myself, so I just cannot wait for that. I'm a huge Eric Church fan.
Yeah, same here, man. That guy really, he's really got it going on. Songwriting and everything. I love his old stuff. His new stuff's
mm-hmm.
pretty wild, but I dig it too, man. Great bands and
right.
just a great
mm-hmm.
artist.
You know, I've heard in his live shows, like the first 5 or 10 songs are scripted in a set list or whatever, you know. And then after that, it's just a free-for-all after that.
I wouldn't doubt it, man.
So, are you ready for some more music?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm coming in this week at number 2. It's somebody that I've recently had on the show. This is Aubrey Ouellette with her brand new single "Romance Me" on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Thank you.
this week, that was Aubrey Willett with A Romance Me. What'd you think of that song, buddy?
Oh, that's a great song, man. I love that vibe.
Yeah.
Very cool tune.
I had messaged Aubrey when it came out, and I'm like, I love the R&B kind of soul vibe of that song. I absolutely love it.
Same here, man.
Oh, you know, I love pretty much all subgenres of country, from classic country to pop country to what I like to call a soul and R&B country. I love all subgenres of it. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I dig that soul influence, you know, being in Memphis today and spending a lot of time out here. There's a lot of soul influence and a lot of country influence, too. So it's all, I think it's all, good music is good music, man.
Hey, listen, man, I told you earlier that we have a surprise for you.
Uh-oh.
So I've known you for a couple of years, and I've played your music pretty much ever since I started indie country radio a little over 2 years ago. I played your music, and a song or two of yours has actually topped the charts once or twice. Well, buddy, you've done it again. You have the number one song this week.
Woohoo! All right. My first number one. That's awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, buddy. And I've got to tell you, man, I'm proud of what you're doing, dude. You're absolutely killing it out there.
Man, that means a lot. Appreciate it, Cody.
Awesome. So I know you gotta get out of here in a few minutes. So why don't we go ahead and play the number one song of the week? This is from This is from my buddy and guest co-host, Mr. Shelby Lee Lowe. This is All We Need at number one on Indie Country Radio.
Woohoo!
It'd be nice, but I'll probably never hit it. But that's alright. Little work never hurt us. With a little faith, we'll make our own luck. Now it don't take much. 'Cause all we need for a real good life is a good enough simple stuff money can't buy. If that's all we got, that's all we need. We ain't defined by the things that we own. Ain't got time to keep up with the Joneses. Grass is plenty green this side of the fence. Better than this. 'Cause all we need
we need.
And at number one this week, that was my guest show host and good friend of mine, Mr. Shelby Lee Lowe. Congrats,
heck
buddy.
Yeah, man. What do you think?
Dude, I absolutely love it. It is such a jam.
Oh, man. That's awesome. That was a lot of fun to write. It just felt good,
oh,
man.
I can only imagine.
It
is such a jam. I'm not going to lie to you. It was so much fun to listen to.
Oh, man. I love hearing that, man. That's awesome. I was hoping everybody else would feel the same way I felt when we wrote it.
Trust me. If they didn't then, they probably will now, because it is just so great. Hey, listen. I know you got to get out of here. You're playing again tonight in Memphis, aren't you?
I'm at Lafayette's Music Room tonight in Memphis, and I was up here yesterday morning on their CBS Channel 3 news station. Song you just played, All We Need, on TV. So I've been in Memphis a lot this week.
Wait. Yeah. So I think we're gonna let you get out of here and go prep for that show. But I thank you again for doing this, man.
My pleasure, man. Thank you for putting my music on there, and thanks for supporting artists like myself. And that means a whole lot. So thank you so much, Cody.
Absolutely. Hey, listen. I've said this until I'm blue in the face, but I'll say it again. There's nothing I love more than seeing good people succeed.
Heck yeah.
And your music always has a home right here, buddy. Always.
That's good to know, man. Keep on playing it.
I'll do it. And is there anything else that you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, man. Just thank you, and thank all the listeners out there that have been sharing it. It's got about the most amount of streams in one week of into a release that I've ever had, for as far as people listening online. So being the first song I've ever released independently, and that means a lot. So you guys keep on playing it, sharing it. Come out to a show sometime. Check me out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And I'll see you there.
Dude, that's awesome. Hey, one thing I forgot to tell you, and you might know this, but every single indie country radio chart, I have nothing to do with. It's all listener voted.
Well, thanks to all the listeners out there that voted. That's awesome.
I put out a poll on Twitter 9 times out of 10 about 3 or 4 days before the show. Put out a poll on there and let the listeners have at it, So
that's very cool, man.
Hey,
very cool.
I think we're gonna let you go and let you prep for tonight's show, but thank you again, man.
No problem, Cody. We'll see you, dude.
All right, man. I'll see you later.
Take it easy.
Well, that was such a fun show. Hope you guys enjoyed this week's Indie Country Radio. Before we get out of here, I did want to mention a couple of things I'm working on that have kind of been confirmed. Well, they have been confirmed, but I can't talk about them yet. So that's coming in in probably about a month or so. But next week we have the super talented Miss Katie Ann Dreen on the show with us. That's the 19th at 4:30 Central. And the 26th at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Brittany Kellogg to round out the month of February. And with that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.